League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Tuesdays are my favorite. We get to talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. I can't believe Thanksgiving's almost here.
I know. It like snuck up on us. I still don't know what I'm taking to Thanksgiving, Kevin.
Well, if you have a Friendsgiving, I know Alex has some ideas for that.
Yes, we gather and they cook. Let's talk about a couple of places where you can get takeout and pick up some Thanksgiving spreads if you don't want to cook for those Friendsgivings. There's Cafe Amici, located in Hamden. They always have the ultimate Thanksgiving spread. You can pre-order and pick up even the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It's $180. It feeds six people, and it really takes the fuss out of the holidays. Cafe Amici has a turkey dinner that includes sliced white meat with gravy, that homemade stuffing, green beans, mashed potatoes with gravy, house salad, Amici's balsamic dressing, bread, and even a pumpkin cheesecake.
Ooh,
that sounds great. I have to remember to eat before we sit down and talk about these things, because now I just want all of the food you just mentioned. Right. Thankfully, Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
This next one I really love. It's Bear Smokehouse, which has locations all around Connecticut, New Haven, Hartford, and Windsor. They offer a Thanksgiving menu, and they call it the Bear Feast. It can serve up to eight people, $185. This one's really cool. It includes a smoked turkey, mashed red potatoes, mac and cheese, garlic butter, green beans, sausage and bacon stuffing, cornbread with honey butter, and one pint of their turkey gravy. But what's super awesome is you can also order your meats from Bears, too. So if you want a glazed ham this Thanksgiving, brisket, or maybe even some baby back ribs for your Thanksgiving table.
I feel like that's a good one if you're doing a Friendsgiving to all chip in, like on the dinner, and,
yeah,
and have that as like your whole meal for everybody.
Yeah.
Our next one, there's some awesome catering companies. There's Seasonal Catering, which is out of Milford. They offer a good option for Thanksgiving tables. They have a whole list of seasonal craft cocktails that you can purchase by the quart. They also have stationary starters, so if you want to do turkey meatballs or cheese and charcuterie, hummus and pita chips. They have fresh baked pumpkin or cornbread muffins that you can buy, and a whole roll assortment. You can also order their seasonal soups and salads and sauces all individually. So at Seasonal Catering, it can really be customized to your Friendsgiving.
Yeah, that sounds perfect, especially the cocktails. Bring those to a party. That would be fun.
Yeah, how cool is that? Pre-made. Lastly, there is Max Catering, which is out of West Hartford. This is part of that Max Hospitality Group, who owns some pretty awesome restaurants throughout our state, like Max Downtown, Trumbull Kitchen, Max's Oyster Bar, and their catering company is offering Thanksgiving dinners. And what caught my eye is that they have a feast for up to 14 people. So if you're doing a really big Friendsgiving, you can check out Max Catering. You get the turkey, the red wine gravy, cranberries, stuffing, three sides, dinner rolls, and even two pies.
I do like that they have the large party option, because I never know quantities, like, oh, yeah, how much do I need to feed this many people? So that's pretty cool to know that exists. Yes.
And leftovers on Thanksgiving are simply the best.
Definitely.
It's true. It's the best ever.
Today I'm going to tell you guys about some awesome dine-in restaurants that are offering great Thanksgiving meals the day of. I'm going to start us with Shell and Bones in New Haven. They're open for Thanksgiving dinner. They're right on the water, gorgeous views. They'll have specials like duck confit croquettes, a turkey breast dinner with stuffing, veggies, mashed potatoes and gravy, all those classic favorites we love, and also a butternut squash and chickpea curry, and of course, the pumpkin cheesecake as well.
You've mentioned this pumpkin cheesecake a couple times. I've never had pumpkin cheesecake. I feel like I should.
We need to catch you on the pumpkin cheesecake train. It's so good.
It's true.
So good. Then you can bring it to your family and share.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also the Stonebridge Restaurant in Milford. They're open for Thanksgiving. They're offering soups and salads, turkey, honey glazed ham. This one's the best. A hazelnut crusted salmon dish as well.
I think it'd be fun to like branch out a little bit from the traditional like sit down at home Thanksgiving meal, just to try something like a hazelnut crusted salmon.
Right.
Like, what? I could never get that on Thanksgiving at home.
Right. I know my aunts aren't making that. So like if I'm going to the pros, definitely get a dish like that.
Another new tradition we're starting here. There's also the Wharf Restaurant in Madison. They're having a Thanksgiving buffet again this year. A lot of different food stations, carving stations, and a raw bar, because we cannot forget about our seafood for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, definitely. And all these places that you've mentioned so far, they're great scenery and great views, too, if you're going with your relatives or family.
Yeah, if we have nice weather, it's going to be beautiful at all these places. The next one I have for us is Capital Grill. They're located in Hartford and Stamford. They're hosting a pre-fix Thanksgiving menu with turkey, all the good comfort stuff that we love. They are also offering packages of sides for take-home dining as well.
Now, this sounds delicious, but I got to be honest. I don't know if I could walk into the Capital Grill Steakhouse and not get like a bone-in ribeye or filet. I'd be like, oh, the turkey's great. So I know it's Thanksgiving, but I can't pass up a steak.
It's true.
Goodbye on Thanksgiving, though. I would be with you, Kevin. I'd be right there with you.
Another new tradition.
And lastly, I have the Madison Beach Hotel. They're having a Thanksgiving brunch buffet. Sounds amazing, the morning of Thanksgiving. They're having a loading carving station, a raw bar, prime rib, and more. The restaurant, The Wharf, will also be open for dinner with Thanksgiving menu specials as well. And I also know that the Water's Edge Resort and Spa in Westbrook is also doing a great Thanksgiving buffet for families and friends.
I think it's fantastic that if maybe this year you don't want to stay in the home, you can branch out a little bit. Like, Connecticut's awesome for having all these different options.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of places doing stuff. That's fantastic. All right, Alex, great stuff as always. Check her out on Instagram at @CTFoodGirly. And we'll talk to you next week on Tuesday. We're going to talk about all the night before Thanksgiving spots here in Connecticut. You know that Wednesday night people like to go out and get crazy. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.